Let's connect amidst the coronavirus. Hi, I'm Dr. Catalina Lawson, and today I'd like to talk to you about connecting. So if right now you are feeling incredibly stressed or worried or anxious, you are not alone. The reality is that anxiety feeds on uncertainty and fear. And the coronavirus has provided a feeding ground for anxiety all throughout the world. So amidst this current crisis, I think it's a really important time for us to connect with ourselves and with others so that we can together get through this as smoothly as relatively possible. Okay, so I want to take this first off by just getting you to begin to think, how have you been connecting? Have you been finding yourself, if you are quarantined or self-quarantining or and properly social distancing? This can be a very big period of isolation, particularly if you do live on your own, or if your partner or family is stuck somewhere else because they can't get back for whatever reason. So if you're feeling alone, we already knew before Corona came here, loneliness already was its own epidemic. And now with the coronavirus, I feel like so many of us are going inward. And because we can't go outward, and when we're going inward, we're having to process all of these fears, all of these emotions, pretty much on our own. So what I wanted to do is really take this time to figure out how we're connecting with ourselves and how we're connecting with others. I know that I've been certainly pretty triggered. I've been triggered by people who are either minimizing it, and if this is you, by no means am I offending. This is my personal experience. But when I read things on social media that one are malinformed or incorrect, but also I've been seeing, I find myself triggered when people are feeling scared and panicked. I know my immediate reaction is, oh, okay, particularly if I see it on Facebook or something, I'll text that friend and I'll reach out. But then I've also noticed myself kind of refraining from engaging in certain connections. And if I've already checked in on these people, then I find myself not necessarily going to maybe all the same go-tos that I typically go to as far as my relationships. So I say all of that in that I personally am surprised at what is triggering, what I'm resonating to, what I'm wanting to connect to. And throughout this, I've really been trying to stay as present as possible and as connected to myself. I live on my own, and right now with work and everything, I'm lucky enough to be able to work primarily from home. And certainly I feel isolated. So if you're at all feeling isolated, and even if you have your family around you, but you're noticing that you're anxious, one of the biggest things that anxiety is going to do is that it's going to protect you, and you can either put up guards. Perhaps you're feeling a little bit more distant from other people, or just overwhelmed. When you're too overwhelmed, your body will just kind of go in autopilot. Okay, making the kids dinner. Okay, I'm doing this work, I'm sending these emails, I have this conference call, you know, with everything a lot of jobs going virtual right now, you're juggling a lot of things in a new workspace. So much of the coronavirus has put us in new situations with no preparedness, and we're having to just adjust. So amidst this adjustment, I think it's really important to ask yourself, how am I connecting with myself? So beginning to think about how your body is actually feeling, and one, noticing expecting that your body is going to feel a bit more stressed than it typically does, which means that maybe you're a bit more tense on your shoulders, maybe you're breathing faster. You know, if you don't have a fever right now, maybe you're feeling more sweaty, or you're generally feeling more fatigued. You're not sleeping well. What is your body starting to tell you? What are your reactions? Are you finding yourself more irritable? Are you finding yourself more quiet? Are you needing calm? All of those shifts that your body may be doing, is your body trying to keep itself steady? Okay, so begin to notice what your body's doing. How are you sitting when you're at your table or when you're watching TV? Are you finding yourself more crouched over? Are you opening yourself up? Purely by opening ourselves up and keeping our head high, we actually are welcoming this energy, and we're bracing ourselves to whatever is coming towards us. It exudes confidence in our body. So one thing to keep in mind is that to take care of yourself and to connect with yourself through this is give yourself a lot of padding. Like, assume that you're walking around and you need all these beds around you right now so that your body feels safe, okay? And it feels protected right now, because again, if unfortunately you have the coronavirus, or you're worried because you know someone who does, or you're feeling isolated, all of those things are putting your body in stress. So you gotta give it some padding, okay, when you're connecting with yourself. And what are some things that we can do to connect with ourselves throughout the coronavirus? Try going for a walk outside. And if you're in a big city and you're worried about being close, again, keep 10 feet away, but go outside and get some vitamin D. And if it's super gray where you are in LA, it's been pretty rainy and miserable for LA, but still try to get yourself out and breathing some air, okay? And trying to actually give yourself's body some, assume that it's under stress, it's needing to get rid of some of that. So really trying to actually get out, shake out some of that angst or that fear that your body naturally may experience right now, okay? So the other thing is to really, when you're connecting with yourselves, one thing is to be very mindful of how you're processing all of this information. You know, particularly if you are on social media a lot, there's a lot of things that are going around. Some of it's accurate, some of it's not. Be mindful of your own overwhelm and make your own boundaries for yourself of how much you want to watch the news. Like, I know for me, I kind of finish my day and I'm like, okay, I need at least 30 minutes to an hour of my shot of news for the day. So I'll like turn on YouTube and I'll catch up on things, or I'll look online. But I got to do it for me. I got to do it before like 9 o'clock, because I need to start settling down, because it is so triggering for me. I get so upset. And this is not just because of the corona, but in general, when I watch the news, I tend to get very triggered. So be mindful of how you're actually processing a lot of this information and making sense of it. Know that your brain may take some time to actually organize this and make sense of it. Right now, we're all in this mode of, okay, just get through it. Just, you know, so if you're starting work from home this week, or if you've been doing it, you're starting to get adjusted. You know, just know that you're still adapting. We're all still very much at the front end of this and still adapting. And then one thing is really notice how your body is feeling when you're reading things, or when you are watching the news or seeing posts. You know, notice what becomes aroused. Notice, do you get more tense? Do you get more shaky? And that's when I want you to just put your hand on your chest and just give yourself a little bit of love to just tell your body you're safe, okay? And then carry on, okay? But again, keeping some boundaries there. The other thing that I recommend to do to connect to yourself is engage in pleasure. Whatever pleasure that may be, certainly masturbation fits within this. And this is a time where, particularly if you did just get paid time off and you don't actually have to work from home right now, use this as an opportunity to explore yourself, connect with your body. You know, that's an opportunity where oftentimes we don't have time for these things. So one of the things that coronavirus, I think, is doing is trying to slow us down. If you are an individual who is still in the thick of it and you're working in hospitals or you're working and you're still in the grind, again, this is even more important for you to refuel your body, you know, so that you can carry on while keeping yourself healthy, strong, and safe, and connected to yourself. So begin to see what resonates, what's feeling pleasurable to your body. Again, that can include touching yourself or playing with yourself, but it also can include listening to music. It can make yourself a playlist and come up with fun songs. Today I went for a run on the beach because I was just feeling so angsty that I like went out on the beach and I looked for pump jams or something like that. And next thing I know, I'm like listening to 8 Mile with it was like metal rock in the background. I have no idea what it was, but it was actually quite fun. And I found myself like running like this. And when I say running, it's more of a walk. Anyways, so this is an opportunity for you to engage in pleasurable activities. Do the fun hobbies that you generally forgot to do, or like knitting if you were into that and you forgot to do that, or you just haven't done it for years. Paint, do whatever it is, you know, connect with something that brings you pleasure and joy. Because when we get hits of pleasure, our body refuels again, and it's another opportunity for us to connect with ourselves and to actually refuel, keep our bodies strong. Okay, and how can you connect with others? So first off, technology is great. So sending, FaceTiming people, Skyping them, sending voice memos, sending video messages. Again, one of the things that's happening right now, I don't know if you are working from home, but you know, the internet, no matter what time of day it is definitely a little slower, particularly if you are in a city and there is a lot of buildings around you and a lot of people are using the same internet. Unfortunately, it's a little slow. So take a video and then text it. You know, just or start using things like Snapchat or TikTok, things like that, to really just share your moments. Those are opportunities for us to connect. The coronavirus absolutely can isolate, and with social distancing, I think it's really important for us to begin to get creative, particularly say you're in a long distance relationship, or for some other reason your partner can't be with you or your family can't be with you right now. Maybe they're sick, or maybe you can't get out. You know, whatever the reason is, if you make those calls, make those connections, ring up that friend who maybe you haven't checked in on in a long time. Or also check in on the people who you feel like might actually need it, just to see how they're doing. Be mindful of what your intention is when you are trying to connect to others. You know, ideally, it's important for you to go in with the intention to connect. Oftentimes, absolutely, this is the time where if you need support and you're feeling overwhelmed, absolutely reach out for it. And then acknowledge that that's your intention. You know, this right now is an opportunity to let go of any ideas or any of the messages that you have been bred with, that actually are telling you have to go through this alone. You gotta be tough. You don't need to be scared. Because if you are wanting to connect because you really need that support and you're wanting it, again, even if you don't know it, soak that up. This is a time where really we need to be helping each other. So, you know, be very mindful about what your intention is around connecting to others. And again, when thinking about some of the activities, so many people are just thinking that we can just talk. But I play poker here in Venice, and with a neighborhood group I met on Nextdoor. And they're absolutely amazing and super fun. And so yesterday I was talking to one of them, because we're not meeting because we're practicing social distancing. And I was like, why don't we meet online and do that? So we're actually going to. We're setting it up, and there's still going to be money. Well, I don't know if that's legal, but oh, it's a friendly game. Anyways, and you know, but you can also, when you're making your playlist, share it with your friends, share it with your loved ones, put it on your FaceTime, you know, like, you know, do all of those types of things. Again, all of those, I'm going to actually be starting an online chat, or a place where we can meet on Zoom or something like that and just talk, or share or dance together. I'm not sure what the format's going to be, but keep an eye out for that. Get creative with technology so you can connect, okay? And again, this is also an opportunity for, particularly if you have more time, have more space, don't feel that pressure, where you can maybe work on some relationships that need tending without that pressure of, oh, gotta have this one conversation to get to this outcome. This is actually a time where you can actually pace yourself, but actually maybe put more intention towards connecting in particular relationships, particularly if you feel like they've been distanced or there's been some tension. This is an opportunity for you to actually reconnect and build on that connection. And then the other thing is while we are trying to connect, particularly with social media, or when you are talking with people, be very mindful. And I said this a little earlier, but be mindful of how you are connecting. If you're noticing yourself getting overwhelmed or triggered amidst some of these connections, I encourage you to actually try to sit through it, move through it. Don't disconnect. Again, right now your natural body wants to disconnect. It wants to isolate. It wants to withdraw. It wants to avoid. That's our natural guard right now because it's scared. We're all together scared. So in your connections with others, whether they be through technology or face-to-face, be mindful of how you're connecting, okay? And what energy are you bringing to that connection? Are you actually connecting, or are you distancing, or are you pushing away, okay? Being very mindful of what is happening in that connection. And if you are sharing information on social media, then definitely there, be very mindful of the information you're sharing. Or if you're going on rants, if you're finding yourself blaming certain things, whether it be political or, you know, anything that is trying to identify some of the blame, lay blame, that's natural. We're looking for a cause so that we can make sense of this in our head. But be very mindful of how you're sharing that, because again, that can be something, and who you're sharing that with. Particularly if it is, excuse me, in the public, because again, is your intent to connect or to push away? Okay. All right. So the last thing is really pay it forward. If you're connecting with your delivery drivers, or if you're connecting with others, share whatever it is you have, or give donations, give tips, help. Let's all connect, paying it forward together. All right. I hope that this was helpful. I hope that everyone stays safe, sanitized, and protected. Together we can contain this. Together we can move through this. And feel free to shout out. I appreciate any feedback, and follow me on YouTube, and I'm gonna be posting this. I'm gonna resume my weekly podcast on Wednesday, Sex Smart the Spot. You can find it on anywhere podcasts are, and on Insta, Dr. Catalina Lawson, or Facebook or Twitter or any of those places. I'm pretty easy to find. All right, take it easy, guys. Cheers.